We finish in musical conversation with an artist who was born in South Africa, but these days is based in the Netherlands, and that's where she's talking to us from today. Her name is Cindy Louise. She's been making music since the age of 16 and recently released a new album called Whispers of a Kingdom. We're going to be playing one of the singles off that album in just a moment, but first, let's say a very quick hello to the artist herself. Cindy Louise, lovely to have you on the show.
Hello, thanks so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
It's our great pleasure. 16 years old when you really started playing around in the musical space. Cindy Louise, had you had no musical exposure before then? Were you a bit of a late bloomer in this regard?
I think definitely so. But to be honest, I think it's because I was always kind of like a child that started something and stopped. You know, I never really stuck to anything. So when I asked my parents, like, please, I really want to learn how to play the piano, they thought, that's a bit of an investment to make for someone who, you know, plays around for 1 month that carries them. But eventually I convinced them.
And thank heavens you did, because of course you carried on learning and studying musical philosophy. You went on to participate in the Mediterranean Opera Festival in Italy. And here you are. I mean, you've been very, very busy. Cindy Louise, your first album, Humanity, came out in 2020. There's been an EP that followed called What You Made Me, and now another full-length album. Have you just been writing up a storm? Have you been feeling particularly inspired by your surroundings? What has sort of opened the tap like that?
Definitely. To be honest, before like writing my first album, Humanity, it was very difficult for me to like express my feelings. I was always kind of the person that like pushed everything down and I didn't say anything. And I just didn't really have an opinion because I guess I just, you know, I didn't want to be noticed. And I think there was a point in my life where I thought, you know what, I actually have something to say and I want to be heard. Mm-hmm. And I've just been writing up a storm ever since then.
And what about performing? Because I understand you are quite the sort of multifaceted artist. Do you now like the experience of being on stage and sharing your music with the crowd?
I definitely do. Honestly, like, my stage is like my home. I feel so comfortable. A lot of people say like, oh, don't you get nervous? Or like, you know, some people throw up before they go on because the nerves are getting them. And I just feel like absolutely at home. I feel so comfortable. I love it when people are staring at me, like not in a weird way, obviously, but I can see the joy in their face when I'm performing, and that just makes me want to do an even better job. And like singing my own music just makes me feel so much happier because I can see when someone's connecting with what I'm saying, and just bring something into somebody else's life just makes it so worthwhile.
Well, we're going to bring your single Burn and Fall into our listeners' lives right now. Cindy Louise, if they like what they hear, where do we send them to go and explore your previous albums and find the rest of the music on the new one, Whispers of a Kingdom?
Definitely. So all of my music is available on all streaming platforms. So you can go to Spotify, iTunes, everywhere, actually even YouTube. And if you want to connect with me, please do go follow me on Instagram. That is Cindy Louise Official. And like, drop me a message. Say like, Cindy, I loved your single. Maybe you did it. I don't know. I love all opinions, so go for it.
I hope you'll be hearing from lots of Cape Talkers after this. Cindy Louise, lovely to have you on the show this afternoon, and we wish you all the best with the continued growth of your musical career. As I mentioned, the brand new album is called Whispers of a Kingdom. It came out literally a couple of days ago, and we're about to share with you the single called Burn and Fall. Her name is Cindy Louise. If you like that very sort of ethereal quality to her voice, there's more to be explored because the new album, Whispers of a Kingdom, is out. You can also look for her first album, Humanity, and the EP that came in between called What You Made Me.